Good morning, everyone. So there's an animal that lives out in the mountains around here, the hills around here, and there are so many of them this year, and they are so active this year that every time we go out, we see one. So we finally videoed one, and I'm going to show you what it is, and you tell me what this is, okay? Oops. You tell me what this is.
A snake.
Yeah, what kind is it? Wait. You look at it. Can you see?
Rattlesnake?
Yeah, it's a rattlesnake. You can see the rattles pretty soon coming up on this. Now, what do you do if there's a rattlesnake? You walk slowly, that's good, or you stand still, because the thing with rattlesnakes, and this has happened with every single one I've ever seen, is they go away from you. They do not like people at all, and they will just move away, just like this guy's going. He's going in the bushes. They don't like people, so you stand there and you wait for them to go away. Well, when this snake went into the bushes, there was a mountain biker that came up, and he saw the snake, but then right away the snake was going into the bushes, because we had been looking at it for a while, and he said, "I never seen a rattlesnake before. I want to see more of that snake." So he went up close to where the snake was in the bushes, and all of a sudden, yeah, you know what happened? The snake didn't like that. The snake started rattling, and it went shh. And that's the sound they make. And he didn't even know, because he had never seen a snake, he didn't know that that was a warning sign for him to get away, because that's what they do. They tell you that they're not happy and they can bite you. And what happens when they bite? They inject venom, that's right, they got fangs, and that when that gets in you, it's very, very poisonous and you can die. And not only that, but the doctors and hospitals around here, they can't even do anything. It's only certain hospitals that have what they call anti-venom that they need to put in you to counteract the effects. And one of those hospitals is Loma Linda, and that's quite a ways away. So you know what they have to do? They have to airlift the person that gets bit by helicopter, and they have to take them all the way. And now, fortunately, near where the snake was, there was a pad, a big helicopter landing pad, and the rescue helicopters can land there. And there's, if you look up there, you can see that's the rescue helicopter landing on that pad that's really close to where that snake was. Okay, we'll tell afterwards, okay? So the helicopter took, well, the helicopter landed on this pad. But what do you think happened to the mountain biker? Do you think he listened to the warning of the snake and got away? Or do you think he got bit? Well, you think he got bit. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what happened to him after. But first I want to ask you, who made the rattlesnake and who gave him rattles? Who made the rattlesnake? God made the rattlesnake, and he gave him rattles. Why did he give him rattles? They don't need it to eat food. What do they need the rattles for?
It's a warning sign.
A warning, yeah, because he doesn't want people to get hurt, and he knows these snakes in particular are very dangerous to humans, and so he put that warning in them. And I was thinking about it, God gives warnings all the time. You know, it says in the Bible that he doesn't do anything until he tells his servants, the prophets, and he gives warnings. What did he give Adam and Eve in the garden? Did he give them a warning and told them, don't eat of that fruit of the tree that's in the middle of the garden, because something bad will happen? Did they listen to him?
No.
They didn't. What about Noah and the ark? He gave a warning that there's going to be a big catastrophe, and Noah was building the ark, and everybody knew. They could have built their own ark, or they could have joined Noah. Did they do that, most of the people? They didn't listen to the warning, did they? God keeps giving warnings. What about Sodom and Gomorrah? Those were bad cities. And God told Lot, get out of there and tell your family. And he told his family, and I'm sure they told their friends, and they probably told their friends. And there's a lot of people knew. And who got out of those city? Just Lot and his two daughters. And most of the people, they didn't listen to the warning. And God warned everybody. Can you think of stories in the Bible where maybe they listened? Can you think of any where they listened? How about the story of Jonah and the whale in Nineveh? And he went to go warn them, right? And he said, if you don't change your ways and start doing good things, some bad things going to happen to the city. It's going to be destroyed. And they listened, right? Okay, so what do you think happened to the mountain biker? You really think he got bit, or you think he listened to the warning?
I
You think he got bit? Well, he didn't. He listened to the warning. There was other people warning him too and saying, that snake is getting ready to bite. He's not very happy. You better leave him alone. So he got way back and he said, oh, am I back far enough? Can it get me from back here? And he got back. He listened to the warning and he didn't get bit. Nobody got bit. Nobody got hurt by the snake, and the snake got to get away. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to listen to warnings, right? Sometimes they come from our moms and dads, sometimes our brothers and sisters, sometimes strangers. Like strangers were warning that bicycle, the mountain biker, to get away, and he listened. But mostly the warnings come from God, don't they? And we need to listen to the warnings when God warns us, because he wants us to be safe and happy, and he's giving us these warnings so that we can be happy and praise him, okay? All right, let's bow our heads and say a prayer, okay? Everybody bow. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving the rattlesnakes rattles and giving us warnings in the things that you do, and for wanting us to be safe. And help us, Lord, to have ears and eyes and to listen to you and to listen to your warnings and to follow you. And thank you so much. Amen. Okay, now you can get the basket.